For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of flowing water will be very familiar to television audiences after Thursday, September 13th, when a new program, By the River, premieres at 8 p.m. on South Carolina ETV. Produced by ETV and USC Buford, the program's title was inspired by the Buford River, which will serve as a backdrop for the show. By the River features in-depth conversations with Palmetto State authors and poets, many from the Lowcountry. Producer Caroline Sawyer said she discovered a wealth of writers in the state immediately upon her arrival a few years ago.
And the first thing somebody said to me when I moved was, here, you need to read Pat Conroy and McTeer. That will tell you how to live here and what it's like. And I just became so inspired by the writing. The writing is just phenomenal.
Sawyer listed what people can expect to find on the program.
They're going to meet an author who is passionate about their writing and passionate about helping other people write. You're also going to see a host that is super energetic and is engaged in deep conversation with these authors. They're going to see personal pictures from these authors.
Hostess Holly Bounds-Jackson added her take on what audiences will get from the show.
So many media interviews, they're doing 8-second sound bites, but this gives them 30 minutes to talk about how they got to where they are today. How about whenever you go to write, is it a certain time of day? Do you get behind a computer and type, or do you bring out the yellow legal pad and get your ink pen? We ask those kinds of questions.
By the River will air 15 episodes per season. Jackson said there's a common thread connecting many of the writers. Buford's Pat Conroy.
He was maybe their favorite author, or Pat actually inspired them as writers and said, you can do this, I'm going to help you. And so a lot of time in several of the authors' interviews is spent talking about how I probably wouldn't be where I am today as a writer if it wasn't for the inspiration, the guidance, and the support of Pat Conroy.
Not only novelists, but gifted South Carolina poets will be featured, which Sawyer thinks will fascinate viewers.
Some of them were actually featured on the show as authors, and some of them were just spoken word readings at the end of the show. But all of them have such a fantastic performative voice. It creates an aura from that spoken word, and I think that's what's going to captivate them.
Sawyer said South Carolina writers seem to draw inspiration from the air, water, and land of the Palmetto State.
There's something, I think, magical about South Carolina. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but I will tell you I don't want to leave. It's something in the atmosphere, the landscape. There's kind of an untouched beauty in this state, and I think that that in itself really inspires writers. Maybe that's why there are so many.
Jackson named the takeaway she wants the show's viewers to have.
I want the audience to get an appreciation for the authors who are their neighbors. These people have won big-time awards, and you know they're very well-respected all over the nation. So I hope that people like me, who maybe not wouldn't have known beforehand, will take that time to learn more about these authors and open a book.
Both women hope that viewers will turn on their TVs and, as they did, get lost in what South Carolina writers have to tell them. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.